RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. So many people sent us requests for top 10
Oh my
topics.
God. I know, related to what happened yesterday at the Oscars, of course, if you've been hiding under a rock, well, a little something happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock. And we'll tell you more about it, like maybe an update when we do tea over coffee. But for now, yes, let's announce today's hashtag.
Yes, let's announce today's hashtag. Actually, a few people sent this in. Patrick Starlord from yesterday. Kyle Yanis, RhythmX 1975. Lots of people are sending in different versions of this. But our top 10 for today is hashtag my breaking point.
Ooh.
Let's make it a little bit more interesting. So again, thank you, Pat Go, Kyle Yanis, and RhythmX for the topic. So it's basically, I'll give you some examples. When you start insulting my parents.
Oh, no, 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 no. You don't come for anybody's parents.
Yes, not just parents, but even family members,
family,
brothers.
Yeah. But especially
sisters,
parents, I would say.
Parents,
I would have to say.
Exactly. Or grandparents.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's worse.
Who are you, the devil? Like, who will do that? Who will insult somebody's grandparents? That is horrible. But, well, I mean, when you think about it, it actually happens every day.
Yeah, on a regular basis.
When you, I mean, just go to politics and people are insulting
each other.
Lolas and lolas all the time, right? Some are even saying, why is he still alive? Diba? And yung mga may pa-countdown pa. No, but actually, yeah, it's a big no-no. And even if, I guess, you're not in good terms with your parents, I don't think anyone will still be okay with somebody else insulting
yeah,
their parents.
Exactly. It's terrible. Just don't allow that to happen. I mean, my brother has had some moments. He's literally punched out people because of it.
Oh my God.
On the pitch. Rugby pitch. Happens.
I mean, yo mama jokes, I'm sure that's pretty common
in sports. Or, you know, the bad words. The bad words.
Oh.
Even.
Oh
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay, next up, another example, hashtag my breaking point. Kapag pinapressure na ako ni boss jawain si office mate, mapapiresign ako.
But why would your boss do that?
Tanungin natin si Patrick Starlord.
Oh, that's his example. Wait a second.
Ume-entry lang.
Mm-mm. Pero, I guess...
No, because diba, he sent the topic. So that was one of his examples.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to imagine a scenario. I guess kung friend dong boss mo, yung office mate that's trying to make you legal.
Yeah.
Sayo.
That's true.
Yeah, so pwedeng, alam mo yon, to help out a buddy, like the boss will put pressure on.
But still, I mean, you shouldn't do that.
That's unacceptable.
That is like not acceptable at all.
Yeah.
That's grounds for...
I mean, it's not sexual harassment because it's not your boss that's interested, but it's still kind of in the same, you know, family.
Realm.
Yeah,
in
the same realm.
Si
exactly.
Boss. Oh. Ito next. Hashtag my breaking point. Ito, if you provoke me or anyone I love in front of a large crowd of people.
Well, there you go. We all saw what happened.
Yes. But then again, what are jokes for these days anymore?
We'll talk more about that for tea
over
coffee.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. We don't want to provoke anyone at the moment, but yeah.
That was wild.
Yes, that was...
So
that was something
wild.
That was talked about the entire day.
I know.
Yeah, leading to an eventual win.
Well, we kind of all knew that he was going to win because he's been winning the whole season, right? All the awards
he's
been winning.
Exactly. Hashtag my breaking point. If younger, less financially stable Joa keeps asking for quote unquote allowance.
Hi, Sponky.
Sponky levels. Pero minsan, di ba, if they keep asking, it's too much na. Then there's a breaking point where you're like, I'm gonna let you go. And that's the thing. I've heard so many stories about quote-unquote sponkies. There's this person that I met who has a sponky from the States. Pero hindi pa sila nag-meet and hindi pa sila nag-hook up.
Sugar daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But this person is paying for their condo, 80K a month.
You know, there are some people with a lot of money and they don't know what to do with it. So, yeah.
So you can find one of those online and not have to do anything and just get money?
Apparently.
Don't you get a little bit stressed out because you keep having to shell out things and you don't get anything in return?
They call that something. It's called financial domination. Like, there are some people into that. Like, you don't have to dominate them
this
in the
like
bedroom.
This is like from Pose?
But...
As well, I mean, like...
Right, something like that. So, I guess it's just the thought of somebody else being in control of, well, your life in general. And that includes your finances, so...
Yes.
I mean, you know, usually I don't see myself as a dom, but if there's money involved, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I can control your finances if you want me to.
I'll control it for you.
I mean, yeah, consider me the Bank of Hazel.
I'll send me that credit card.
I'll manage your money for you. How about that?
Exactly. And lastly, when Tita asks me every family reunion, oy, bakit hindi ka pa kasal?
Ay, you know, I'm not sure if titas still do that a lot these days. Just because, you know.
They get called out
24/7. Obviously, you know, parang people make jokes about it all the time now. And parang it's common knowledge na, you know, that's like the common tita behavior that you want to avoid. So, I'm really hoping na medyo nabawasan naman siya in the last few years just because everybody's been so vocal that that's not cool, you know, all the titas of the world. So
yeah, you know what? I have been telling my tita this from the beginning. I'm like, you know, we call you out on air. Like, stuff like that. And she still does it. And if she doesn't do it, she tells my nun aunts, the madres, to do it.
Well, maybe it's because it comes from a place of genuine concern. Like, maybe she's just really thinking about your future and she feels like, okay, this should be, you know, the path you take. Maybe that's just like a tita thing talaga. Na parang, because maybe they grew up thinking na the quote-unquote traditional married life is the way to go. They feel like, pag yung pamangkin nila, hindi ganon. Parang, nako, what's gonna happen? Kaya mo ba to be alone? Diba?
Exactly.
Na walang mag-aalaga sa'yo for the rest of your life. Mostly, that's what they're concerned about. So, yeah, it just gets annoying. Especially if you've already told them to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Tapos next year yun ulit.
Hi, nako. Titas, if you're listening, baka ma-Will Smith kayo. Chok.
No! Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't hit your titas. Anyway, those are top 10 examples for today. Hashtag my breaking point. If you want to chime in, please include hashtag my breaking point and hashtag the morning rush in all your tweets.
And coming up, we've got tea over coffee. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about it some more. So wait up for that. But also, since it is a Tuesday, we'll be doing the Morning Crush later on. So wait up for that. But for now, something from Charlie XCX, Every Rule on the Morning Rush with Hazel and Marky, only on The Monster.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee. Monster RX 93.1, it's time for Tea Over Coffee. Of course, we're going to talk about Will Smith and Chris Rock on the show. I mean, it's what everybody's been talking about since it happened yesterday. I wasn't even watching the Oscars, but then I saw it on Twitter and oh my God! I could not help myself. I had to react and I actually posted on my IG stories immediately because I was like, oh my God, I was gooped and I was gagged. Okay, so basically, in case you missed what happened, so Chris Rock was actually presenting on stage and, you know, being the comedian that he is, he started kind of roasting some of the people in the audience, including first Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem, and then he moved on to Will and Jada. So
who were like right in front of him.
Right in front of him. So he cracked a joke saying Jada could be in G.I. Jane because of the new hairstyle, because she shaved her head off, right?
Yeah, because she has
alopecia, which she has been open about in a while. But apparently, according to reports, Chris Rock did not know about Jada's condition. But anyway, let's just go back to what happened. So he cracked a joke, and then you could clearly see in the video that Will kind of laughed at first.
Yeah.
And then cut to Jada, who did not look pleased at all. She rolled her eyes, actually. And then I think that was when Will Smith realized that, oh, wait a second. And then he just walks up to the stage in the middle of Chris Rock's spiel and just smacked him, like gave him an open palm slap.
Was that a slap?
It was a slap. It wasn't a punch. It was a slap. And then, like, Chris Rock was just like, Will Smith just smacked me in the face. And then Will walked back to his seat and screamed, keep my wife out your mouth. He said it twice. The second time around was just
a little louder.
And I think the first time he said it, like, you know, immediately after walking up to the stage and doing, you know, slapping Chris Rock and then walking back to his seat and saying that, parang there was awkward laughter in the beginning because the audience,
they thought it was a joke,
wasn't sure what was going on. Like, you know, they were a little like, okay, was that like part of the whole shtick? But then when he said it again, I think that was when it dawned on everybody that it wasn't a joke and it was actually a legitimate reaction. And they just witnessed something that probably never thought they would witness at the Oscars. And according to reports, the place was like dead silent after the second time.
At grabe, gumalaw yung face ni Nicole at Kidman.
The reactions, finally. Oh my God. And Lupita, who was just like right behind Will Smith, you could see her face the whole time, like going, huh? Parang ganun yung mukha ni Lupita, like, what? What's going on? But, okay. So that's what happened. And then, you know, Chris Rock just carried on like a pro, just kept going.
Hey,
he was a little shook, though. He seemed a little shook because he was kind of tripping all over his words.
He was the full-on host, right?
No, he wasn't. It was Amy Schumer, Regina Hall.
Those three. Yeah, but he was just presenting, kind of?
He was just presenting. That was so wild. And then, of course,
I think that set it up for, like, the bad jokes as well on
Amy Schumer's side. I can't. But yeah, so obviously when that happened, everybody was just shook. And immediately after, I think Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington approached Will Smith, tried to calm him down. And Bradley Cooper also was seen talking to him during the break, and they hugged and all that. And he was in tears. Will Smith was in tears after.
Yeah.
So
And yeah. even during his speech, I saw his speech.
So that was, yeah, when he accepted his Best Actor award and he gave his speech, he apologized to the Academy, he apologized to the audience and his fellow nominees. But I was like, where's the apology to Chris Rock, though? And then he was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I hope you invite me back. And then he gave
yeah,
up.
He didn't apologize.
He also quoted what Denzel told him, right?
Yeah.
That was a nice quote. I'm sure you've seen it. But anyway, so.
Yeah, that was a nice quote, I have to say.
Parang be careful.
No, when you're at your peak or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, be careful because that's when the devil comes for you or something
the
like that.
The devil comes.
So, yeah, he quoted it and he accepted the award and then everybody moved on after that. Diddy kind of tried to lighten up the situation. When he spoke on stage, he also said, you know, it's all love. You know, we're gonna settle this like family. We're gonna, Chris and Will, we're gonna talk about this, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, after the whole event, they both carried on like nothing happened. They both attended after parties. Yes, Chris Rock did too. And he seemed unfazed, according to reports. He went to his bestie's after party, who happens to be Madonna's manager, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And he was seen with a bunch of other A-listers that comforted him at the party. And they were saying, you know, obviously that was not right what happened. But ang daming ano dito eh. Parang things to talk about. Like also the Academy kind of said something na they're gonna evaluate or something. Because they released a statement after, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people were also saying maybe they should take back his award because of what he did. Because that's like a violation of conduct or something like that. I don't know about that though. I don't agree with that because he earned that award.
Yeah.
And I also, okay, let's talk about it. Ang dami na natin sinabi, pero kasi it's, my mind is blown really. Okay, but first, yun nga eh, the fact that the joke was super lame, it wasn't funny, and it was offensive because he was basically making fun of someone who has a health condition.
Health condition, yes.
Sabi nga nila, like, you know, those also suffering from the same condition were like, you know, unless you've lived with that condition, like, you have no idea the kind of impact it has, not just on the individual, but the families as well. Because it really affects you.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, you know, whatever condition you have, diba, it shouldn't be made fun
yes,
of, period.
It shouldn't.
But also, I still don't feel like Will Smith, you know.
I don't think violence is the solution.
Right, yeah, I don't think violence is the solution.
Especially on national TV.
Exactly. I was just thinking
young
the same
kids
thing.
Kids watching.
You know, I was thinking if this happened at like a bar, tapos sila lang, and you know, somebody said that, medyo parang, okay, of course it's still violence, but it's different. You know what I mean? Like, ibang level kasi to eh. Like, with millions watching, it's not just Chris Rock. It's not just that you're humiliating Chris Rock. It's also the position you're putting yourself in for doing that.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang now, everybody's not gonna talk about the year that you won your Best Actor award for portraying
like for years, they're gonna
Richard
say, remember
Williams.
Remember that year that Will Smith smacked that host on stage? Or Chris Rock? I mean, everyone's gonna remember it that way.
I also feel like parang, you know, he's been in the game for so long. And he's always been known as the nice guy, right? Like
yeah,
Mr.
The
nice
Prince
guy. The nice guy of Hollywood. Everybody loves him, it seems. I don't know what's going on with Will, but I just think that wasn't dealt with the right way. It would have been, I think, better kung hindi na lang siya tumayo and he just screamed from his seat. Like, hey, that's not okay. And then, you know, go on with a keep my wife's name out your effing mouth. I would have understood. Kasi parang,
yeah.
Well, that was offensive. You know, that was below the belt.
He just called him out.
But the fact that he smacked him and you heard it and like now there are memes forever that will live in the internet.
But what's up with all of this aggro individuals these days? Oh my gosh. Hitting is not a solution.
Never the answer. Yeah. I just feel bad. But apparently, Chris Rock declined to file charges. according to the LAPD?
Well, I mean, he's taken the high road, I think.
Exactly. Kasi nga, diba, parang I'm sure he also felt bad for what
for
he said.
For making that joke.
Yeah, for making that joke.
He didn't really also know, I mean, that she had it. Maybe he just wasn't aware.
There is history there as well. You know, a lot of reports came out. Yung mga previous jokes niya about Jada. Because he also talked about her at one point. I think maybe a couple of years ago. Or was it last year? He mentioned Jada as well. Na parang about her not being invited to the Oscars. Kasi parang remember when Jada said she wasn't going because there wasn't enough representation?
Yeah.
And Chris Rock went, you know, Jada saying she's gonna decline, she's not going to the Oscars is like me saying I'm not gonna get into Rihanna's panties or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, we're both not invited anyway or something like that. But anyway, so yeah, so may history na din, so I kind of get it, but yeah. It just was so ugly. It was so ugly and it was so uncomfortable to watch. And it just,
you have to be an example to all these people who look up to you.
It also says a lot about how rich people and powerful people get away with everything. Because sabi nga parang, can you imagine if like, a nominee for like, I don't know, best, a costume designer, for example. Can you imagine someone like that walking up to the stage and hitting like a presenter? Wouldn't that person be escorted out of the place? And like, maybe if they won an award, sige, ilalabas ka na lang when you're about to accept your award or something like that. But Will literally just walked back to his seat and was still right there.
The entire time.
The entire time, like nothing happened. And it just felt so weird as a viewer.
Hi, Nako.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Hopefully, no more incidents like that on the Oscars.
Can you imagine if that happened to you? Like, because that was immediately what I thought of, like, as a host. Like, if that happened to me in the middle.
Has something like that ever happened to you?
Of course not. I'm not a comedian. I don't roast people when I'm hosting.
I mean, not slap, but, like, has someone rolled their eyes that you like you saw them roll your eyes at a comment you made or a joke you made?
No, I have not experienced that. Maybe I didn't see it, but no, I haven't seen anything like that. Have you?
No. I'm thinking about moments.
But if you know, if someone were to roll their eyes at me while I'm hosting,
it happens.
You know, I'm just gonna whatever. I don't
care.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep going. But ibang usapan kasi if you get assaulted in the middle of hosting.
Yeah.
Which essentially was what happened yesterday. So if somebody did that to you, do you think you would have been able to keep your composure like Chris Rock did? Because I don't think I would. I don't know. I feel like I would just completely forget about.
I've never been assaulted physically, but someone has groped me
in the middle of a job.
Yeah.
Oh my god. How did you react?
I wasn't hosting, I was singing, but like this was in a mall show back in the day when it was like you were able to go down to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down, sang for people, and then like, you know, put my arm around someone, sang to them, and then one of the people in the audience came and said, "Hi, Bobby," then grabbed me.
Were you shook when that happened? Like, oh. Did you keep singing?
Well, it was an event for I think a network. So
okay.
they had guards right there. But it was a little weird. I was like, oh my gosh.
I can imagine. But oh my god. I mean, a lot of lessons to be learned from what happened yesterday. Diba? Like,
you know,
for comedians to maybe, of course, comedy is generally offensive, right? But I don't know. Just, I guess, try not to joke about other people's medical conditions.
Yes, especially medical conditions. Because,
yeah.
You know, try you don't know what they're dealing with and you don't want to trigger anything.
Try to find something else to poke fun at.
Yeah. And just not medical conditions or mental health.
And also, like, how you react. That's also another lesson, yeah. You know, a lesson in self-control.
Exactly.
Diba? Because, exactly. Like I said, you don't want to be remembered for something like that after such a stellar career. And I also felt bad, side note, for the Williams family because they were there. Obviously,
they
that's
were
their
there,
movie.
They were watching.
A movie about their family celebrating like two of the most iconic, most talented athletes.
I haven't actually watched the movie.
And it's a very good movie. And just because it's an amazing story to begin with. But also Will Smith's portrayal.
But was,
is really...
was he there, the dad?
Oh no, because he's old. He's old, and you know he doesn't really travel much anymore.
Yeah,
he's very old.
But I mean, is he's still like around?
He's still alive. If that's what you're asking.
He's still around them.
Not as much because, like I said, he's very old. They visit him. But he doesn't like. He doesn't watch them play live anymore. I'm sure he does on TV when there are matches.
But like, but I heard Will Smith say something about how violent.
No,
the
like
character
he,
was
he just
or something.
Said na parang he is the type who is fiercely protective of his family.
Ah, fiercely protective.
And yeah.
Okay.
So because obviously he needed to be in order for them to succeed because they're two young black female tennis players and back in the 90s that wasn't very common.
True.
And it was extra challenging for them to even, you know, to even make it as professional.
Yeah.
So he had to be. He had to take care of his daughters. And he did it all himself because he, you know, just a quick background, wala siyang tennis background whatsoever.
Okay.
He was just watching a match on TV and then he was like, oh, wow, cool. Parang he saw the champion of the event win. Maliit lang, like $1,000, $100,000. Nothing compared to the money that people earn now from tennis. But when he saw that on TV, he was like, oh my God, that's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna make daughters and I'm going to make them tennis players. I will do it myself. And with no tennis background whatsoever, he bought books. He studied everything himself. And he taught them how to play tennis.
Oh, wow.
And
through books
and like, you know, and then he coached them majority of their careers and made them the champions that they are. It's amazing. It's an amazing story, honestly.
Yeah, no, I'd like to watch it, actually.
So,
especially now.
It's just too bad that, you know, natawa ako kasi si Serena posted her reaction sa stories niya. She's like, like her face. And then may video siya sa IG story niya na Will Smith was like right behind her and she was like, she was reacting.
Yeah, sometimes don't get in. I think it might also be that they're still their character.
But he played that a while ago, ne?
But like,
I mean, wrapped so
sometimes,
long ago.
Sometimes it comes back when you're
maybe because it's award season.
Award
and you're accepting,
season, you're
yeah,
accepting
I
award,
guess.
And it's for that, so you get your mind space.
But that's still not an excuse, okay?
Not an excuse at all. Don't do it because you know it happened also very recently here in the Philippines where someone got into their character and they were stuck in it. So don't allow that to happen.
That's a whole another story, but
that's for another time.
There you go. That's the G. And if you guys want to sound off, why don't you go message us on Twitter at RX931. You can also text
RX931
0961-1367-1031.
Yes. Our top 10 for today. Hashtag my breaking point. This is inspired by true events that happened yesterday at the Oscars.
Unfortunate events. Yes.
Yeah. Sent in by Patrick Starlord, Kyle Yanis, and Rhythm X 1975, and a lot more sent versions of this topic. So it's basically hashtag my breaking point. Let's start with Arch Aguilar. Hashtag my breaking point. Every time someone talks to me when I haven't gotten my morning coffee.
You're one of those people.
Oh. Yes, oh my gosh. I know how she feels. For me, it's different. It actually, like, it messes with my head. Like, I get headaches if I don't drink my coffee at a certain time.
Yeah, I think that's how it is when you're caffeine
addicted.
Dependent. Because my mom's like that. And literally, I grew up, like, if ever I wake up before my mom... tapos bababa siya, and I'll see her in the kitchen, she won't speak to me. Diretso ng kape yun. Nagtitipla siya ng coffee. And then, after her first sip, that's when she acknowledges my presence.
You know what? It's so strange. It's just one sip.
It's like one
That's
sip,
all
and she's
you
like,
need.
Good morning. she's good. And but yeah.
Like, throughout the day, like, I would ask myself, why do I have this throbbing headache?
It's because you haven't had coffee.
It's
yet.
Because I haven't had coffee. And, like, I think it's because I haven't had water, and I drink, like, 3 glasses of water.
Yeah.
But I have 8 hours of sleep, and it's completely fine. This is especially true during the weekends mm-hmm. when I sleep in late. I, like, just need a little sip of coffee to start my day.
Before you became caffeine dependent, so, do you remember, like, what you were like whenever you'd get up in the morning and,
oh,
like...
Oh, you mean before the morning rush?
What was it before coffee for you? Like, what used to get your day going? Or meron, if any?
Kasi, I don't think I had really anything. Okay. Maybe a workout. Maybe I used to work out in the mornings. But
okay.
The thing is, I never really liked coffee.
Until you felt the need.
Until I needed the pick-me-up.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
I said before, like, even in college, I wouldn't. Hot chocolate ako. Oh, no. In college, that was when I really... I started coffee in college, but I only got dependent during the show. But...
Okay.
But college, because I worked for a coffee bar.
Yeah.
A coffee shop. And because of that, I got into the tastes and the notes when I drank my coffee. Mm. But, like, I never fully got into it until I needed it. To wake up in the morning.
Yeah, I'm the only TMR host that's
not a coffee
not
dependent.
Caffeine dependent until now. Yeah,
yeah, that's because Chico's like, into his coffee.
I just want a drink in the morning, you know, like especially when I forget to bring my water when I wake up late and I don't have time to refill my canteen. So
exactly.
Yun, but I just need something to drink because obviously we're talking.
Yeah.
And when your throat's dry,
lubricate the throat.
You gotta lubricate, you know.
Yes.
So that's the only thing I need, and I think because I've been like that forever.
Yeah.
Like I told you guys before, now growing up, I was the type to refuse breakfast before going to school. Like, I just didn't feel like eating anything before, like, starting my day. Parang wala akong gana lagi in the morning. But of course, as an adult, iba na rin naman now. Although, I can still survive. Alam mo yung kaya ko pa rin to, like, you know what? I'll eat later. I can still put it off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess me too. But if it's there, it's there. Number 9, the super malas guy. Hashtag my breaking point. Yung galing ka pa from work, pagod na pagod. Tapos, magsisimulang tumugtog ang video kay ng kapitbahay.
I mean, siguro extra offensive kung hindi pa maragal, wala pa sa tono yung kumakanta.
Because
if they're good, you know, yes, it can still be annoying, even if they're good singers, especially if you just want silence, right? It's annoying kapag parang, you're invading my space! I didn't ask for a concert!
Yan yun.
You know what I mean? Pero extra, extra, extra bad kung wala sa tono yung kumakanta.
Super. I mean, it happened a couple of weeks ago on my birthday. Well, no, last week.
Oh my
so
God.
So I was in Boracay enjoying my time, and the owners of the resort were just so happy. They were like, oh my gosh, you're a singer. Why don't we do a video for your birthday? You know, me personally, I don't like karaoke.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, okay, fine. If it's a video where I can stick in my minus one, then I can sing. Because I don't like the crap that they churn out.
Yeah.
So I arrive, I sing, it was a lot of fun. All of us were actually on key. We were all singing
Great. On
key. But I had invited a couple of Frenchies. And so they were sitting there enjoying themselves. And suddenly we're like, okay, let's perform. Maybe you guys should sing. And it was already late at night. A little bit later. Before 12. So then they started singing and started screaming and medyo off-key. And then medyo we had to cut it short before my salubong kasi tumawag yung mga ano, people staying at the hotel. They're like, what is that cat screaming?
Oh my God.
Tell them to shut up.
And like, they weren't complaining when you were singing.
They weren't complaining when we were singing, but they complained when the cat started to screech.
I fully understand. I fully understand. But you know what? I'm actually really happy because I just bought a new mic.
There you go.
It's in a Lazada sale.
Nasa Lazada yan.
I was like, you know what? Medyo parang, ano na, pangit yung quality ng mga, you know, iba kasi yung mic na for karaoke, right? The Bluetooth one with the speakers built in.
True.
So I'm like, oh my God, I hate this. Like, lagi na siyang low bat, tapos ang pangit, ang basag na yung tunog. So I'm like, I'm gonna buy a new mic. You know, I do little karaoke sessions with myself in my own home without bothering anyone because... Sa condo naman kasi, you can't really hear what's going on inside.
Exactly.
Unless you're like right outside my door. So
exactly, exactly. Sometimes, you know, it just happens. It just happens that you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and people decide they want to sing. Number 8 from Camilo, hashtag my breaking point. Yung kulang ako ng 20 pesos to buy you, your friends, and this club.
20 pesos na lang sana eh, no?
20 pesos na lang sana. Sayang. Sayang.
Maliit na bagay.
Mm-mm, may kulang. Number 7 from Jacobo, hashtag my breaking point, yung nag-order ka ng meal sa restaurant tapos hindi available yung first choice mo. And then the second. And kapag umabot sa third, sorry. That's it. I'm leaving. Magsara na kayo.
This sounds like your entry.
Right? I'm telling you, they're reading my mind. They're like, oh, Marky's doing the top 10.
Yo, I can't forget. There was one time, where were we? Basta we were eating somewhere. Tapos yung una mong, basta we were in Eastwood. Tapos sabi mo agad, oh, wala to. Wala na naman to. And I was like,
no, that's, no. It's... With Chico on a regular basis when we're at our favorite coffee place in Eastwood, and there's one product that I really, really enjoyed, and then, you know, after a certain while, I guess not many people were ordering that product.
Oh, so they removed it?
I don't
from
think
the
they removed it. It's still on the menu.
Okay.
And like literally they say, oh sir, next week. And it never comes.
And so annoying.
Ano? Wala na. Wala,
ayan,
wala
ganyan,
na
ganyan siya.
Okay.
Pero kasi it sucks, especially when yun yung pinunta mo dun sa restaurant. Because I've experienced it also. Yung parang, kasi kinikrave ko to. So you know what? I'm gonna eat here. So pagdating ko dun, wala yung kinikrave ko. So I end up ordering something else and I'm like, oh, what
but
a waste.
Why did I come here in the first place?
Exactly.
Diba?
It's so
That's
annoying.
What I wanted. Anyway, number 6 from Renz Rufil. Hashtag my breaking point. Ito naman Chico's entry. When you touch my statues. We don't want to mess with Chico's statues, especially the ones that are 6 digits.
My God.
Did he say 6 digits? Was that his... I was listening kasi to you guys last week.
No, I think kasi, I guess there are some na smaller na medyo, pwedeng 5 digits, but yeah, pretty common also for mga 6 digits.
I'm sure, especially the bigger ones.
The bigger ones, yeah. Those that are hard to find.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those he has at home.
I want to see. Can we touch them all?
Right?
I'm going to walk by.
Oh my God.
And we can eat like chocolate first. Chocolate fondue. And their hands are all covered with chocolate. Then we'll go on.
It's langkit na yung mga stickers niya. Yung mga statues. Ano sticker? Statues.
Okay, number 5 by Wildfire. Hashtag my breaking point. Sa tagal ng delivery, yung in-order kong sundae, milk tea na.
Ayoko pa naman ng ice cream na melted.
Yeah, me neither.
I hate it.
Me neither. When the sundae comes, it's gotta still be a little bit thick.
Yeah, you gotta put that in your mouth while it's thick and creamy and wonderful.
Yeah, we don't want it like, you know, I don't know, liquidy. I think that's what happened a couple of days ago as well. I ordered something from one of my favorite shake places and then it came out a little bit liquid. It was less, you know how shakes are supposed to be a little bit more frothy.
Yeah. They're supposed to be thick.
Thick. Yeah. Wala.
So shake yung in order mo, pero hindi thick.
Hindi thick.
Oh, that sucks.
Because you gotta shake it the right way.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And ikaw, you know how to do that, right?
I do. And, you know, if it's not able to be shaken correctly, then it's time to get new shake. And number four by Height of Hubris, hashtag my breaking point, when my parents compare my cousin's achievements to my own. Happens.
Oh,
happens.
Wow.
And
ouch.
It's annoying. It's really annoying.
It's not supposed to be a competition, you know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ayan, Marky, oh, buntis na yung, ano, yung pinsan mo. Ikaw, kailan ka ba bubuntis?
What? Hindi, pero alam mo, honestly, kasi it also depends on who you're talking to. You have to know the personality of your child. If you're a parent, yeah. Na parang, do you really think that's the best way to motivate them
by
into
comparing.
Doing something? Kasi maybe for some people it works, na parang, ah, parang, oh nga, no, let me do that. But then there are other people who are naturally more defiant, na parang, or alam mo, more stubborn, na the more you tell them to do something,
yeah.
The more they don't want to do it just to piss you off. So,
yeah
you have to know your children and what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay, yeah, so true. Just avoid doing that. Number three by Michael Ferrer. Hashtag my breaking point. When everyone newer than me in the company keeps bypassing me for promotion, kahit alam naman ng lahat na I deserve it more.
Oh, well, you should definitely reconsider.
Yeah.
Your position in the company. Like, I think it's about time you talk to your boss.
Yeah. Talk to your boss. It's very important to have that conversation.
If you
so they know.
And especially if you feel like, wait a minute, I deserve to get promoted. Like, why are they getting promoted before me? Have that conversation. Because maybe you think you deserve it, but maybe you're not seeing something that you're lacking also.
So at maybe least they can help you out.
Yeah, if you bring it up, they can tell you what you need to work on and what they're looking for. So at least you're going to be one step closer to your goal. Or if ayoko lang talaga nilang i-promote by, you know, for some reason, maybe it's personal or whatever, then maybe it's time for you to look for a new job.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Number two by 7070, hashtag my breaking point. Mag-joke ka na tungkol sa itsura ko, sa sakit ko, pero sa asawa ko, sapakin kita.
A lot of people were saying na after what happened at the Oscars, siguro daw the number of women who asked their boyfriends and their husbands, will you do that for me? I'm like, that happened to us. Siguro sobrang daming nagtanong ng ganun ng hypothetical question yan sa partners nila.
It became romantic, no? It became a romantic move.
Eh, kasi nga, even when he did it, even when he accepted his award, diba, he said something like, love can make you do crazy things. He said something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but then a lot of people were saying, no, love isn't supposed to make you do stuff like that. Anger
makes
you
do
makes
things,
you like, do things
that. Like that.
Rage, diba? Yeah. Uncontrollable rage. But yeah, it shouldn't be romanticized, I feel like.
That is true.
And as a woman, I mean, I would appreciate my husband, of course, or my partner, my boyfriend, backing me up in you know, most situations. But at the same time, I also feel like there are things that I'd like to handle on my own. I'd like to
Stand up for myself as well.
Exactly.
Exactly. And the top comes from Chinito Ken.
Chinito Ken says,
hashtag my breaking point. No reply sa chat. Hindi nagsisin ng message. Pero active makipagkwentuhan sa GC. Aba, ano, di man lang tayo friends. Ha? Crush?
Oh, man. Take a hint. Kapag ka, bakit ano, active siya everywhere, pero ako di pinapansin, maybe that should tell you something. Unless your crush is like playing games with you. Because
possibly,
that's also a possibility. Diba?
I tend to do that sometimes.
Exactly.
I'd comment on the GC and then I'd get messages from someone in the GC, but like I don't reply until a later moment.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Just because I want them to think na ano,
I'm making it a little harder for them. It happens.
I'm sure I know. Mission accomplished. You sure made it harder for them.
I did.
I mean, but yeah. Pero alam mo yung pag ganun kasi, ang hirap if you're also trying to, if you're also the shy type na you can't tell your crush na crush mo siya.
Yes.
And maybe that's all, tough. That's what your crush is waiting for. Kaya hindi ka pinapansin kasi parang, you know, diba, why don't you tell me how you feel?
Yeah, tell me how you feel. Don't just, you know, try to beat around the bush and play them games.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want to play them games.
Kunyari ka pa, we don't want to play them games eh.
And there are bushes involved. Anyway, that was the first batch of our top 10 today. Hashtag my breaking point, inspired by true events that have happened in the past couple of days. Or yesterday. If you want to chime in, please include hashtag my breaking point and hashtag the morning rush in all your tweets.
7:49. Let's make way from something by Emma Steinbeck. And don't forget, you guys can send in your requests and shout outs via the Monster text line. We're on Viber and Telegram 0961-1367931. For now, listen to this only here on the Monster. Monster RX 93.1 Burn, Break, Crash. Something from Anissa and Snake Hips. Before that one, we played Sweetest Pie from Dua Lipa and Megan Thee Stallion. Welcome to hour number two of the show. No, hour number three. It's already hour number three. It's 8:01. You're with Hazel and Marky. We're here till 10 for the Morning Rush. And we would like to say what's up to some monsters tuned in. Height of Hubris, good morning to you. Also, good morning to Renz, to Rob. Hello to Jay, and what's up to Edward? Have a nice day too, Edward. What's
Hello,
up
Edward.
To not Isidro? And yeah, good morning to everybody. Don't forget the Monster text line 0961-1367931. We're on Telegram and Viber, but we also have some tweets. So let's say good morning to these people. Kenneth Kim Javier, Juice Blank, Rusher Mao. Hello to John Snow White Wolf, who says today's my first day back to the office. Ugh. I don't know, but I might slap someone in the face today. No, please don't. Hello to Archer Gillard, to Clea Anthony, Mama Juvie, and Happy Pill. Good morning to Kylie as well. And we have a follow-up to our tea earlier. Of course, we talked about Will Smith and Chris Rock. And shortly after that, Will Smith actually posted.
He apologized.
On his Instagram account. So if you are not following Will Smith and you haven't seen it, okay, so he posted this. Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line, and I was wrong. I'm embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I would also like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, all the attendees, and everyone watching around the world. I would like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us. I am a work in progress. Sincerely, Will. And I think
we all
appreciate this apology from Will Smith. It shows, you know, humility. And yeah, sadly, sometimes, yun nga, when emotions get the better of you, you don't think before you act.
You just act, you do what is instinctual to you at that time.
And the unfortunate thing is, you can't take it back. But you can apologize for what you did.
So yeah,
that's all he can do, really.
Yeah, but the apology, at least it happened, but that's not going to be remembered. What's going to be remembered is that meme for the rest of his life.
He's going to have to live with what he did for the rest of his life. But, you know, I have faith that he will find his way.
Sana naman.
Because I don't know, but parang, I think the past couple of years, he's been, you know, he's not been his, I don't know, he's not been the usual Will Smith that we know and love, you know?
Yeah.
Especially with the whole Jada cheating stuff. Feeling ko that really affected him emotionally, mentally. I'm sure that wasn't easy on him.
I hope he finds help or the help he needs.
Yeah.
You know, it's always around. It's always present.
But anyway, like I said, we're happy that, you know, at least he's apologized already. Because, I don't know, I've been waiting for that apology. parang feeling ko naman, may kinalaman ako kay Chris Rock. But I didn't want to feel bad for Chris Rock. Because like I said, you know, his joke was in poor taste.
Yeah,
and unacceptable.
It was unacceptable.
But because of what happened, you couldn't help but feel bad for Chris Rock.
Yeah, but I was happy that he was able to carry on. And
yeah.
Even if he was a little bit shaken, you
like
could tell.
Like a pro. Mm-hmm.
He was a pro. So good on him.
There you go. I'm sure at some point we will be hearing from Chris Rock as well, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's just wait for what he has to say. But anyway, there you go. Follow up to our tea over coffee earlier. But for now, more music before we give you another batch of today's top 10.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Sponsor RX 93.1. Time for another batch of today's top 10.
Yes, our top 10 today sent in by Patrick Starlord, Kyle Yanis, and Rhythmex 1975. Hashtag my breaking point. Ooh. Let's start off with 10. Call Me Rovi says, hashtag my breaking point. Yung kapag nag-concert dito si Lodi, pero mas binigyan ng priority sa ticket yung mga influencer at VIPs na hindi naman talaga fan.
Oh my God! Can I just say, nung nagkaroon ng tennis, international tennis event dito in Manila, the IPTL, a few years back, that was my fear. I was like, oh my God, can you just imagine, like, if Roger Federer comes here and, like, ends up going somewhere, tapos hindi ako invited, and then makita ko sa stories ng kung sino-sino, possibly people I know personally, I would be so upset. Buti na lang hindi siya pumunta. I was actually hoping na hindi na lang siya pumunta. And people were like, but ayaw mo? Eh, diba dapat nga gusto mo siyang makita, so gusto mo siyang pumunta? But I'm like, no, but I'd rather not see him if it means walang mga makikibandwagon sa kanya. Tapos, alam mo yon?
Yeah.
Just because they probably don't even know what he's accomplished or whatever. Wala siyang
pake. They don't know anything about
they
him.
They just know that, you know, he's Roger Federer. You know, he's this big star. So
let's stick ourselves next to him. Yeah.
That would upset me. Si Serena kasi came here. And I did get to watch Serena Williams play. But I don't think she was out so much. Like, she didn't really do a lot of socializing anyway. So, okay na yun. Mas ano ako, protective ako kay Roger.
Kay Roger. Well, I mean, your cap says it all.
Oh, oh my God, yes. True. Yeah.
And, well, similar things have happened to me, I'm not gonna lie. Standing up for the Pokemon stands. Like, literally, you know, when a new product comes out in the market, and you see other countries and all of the Pokemon influencers are getting, like, you know, all of these bags and stuff like that and free items from the Pokemon company because, you know, they deserve it. They give their life to Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get here in the Philippines and no one knows anything about Pokemon influencers. So what they do is they send it to random influencers who have no idea.
No.
About Pokemon, and you're like, wait a second, what are they going to bring to your brand?
Oh man, you know who's a Pokemon fan?
Who?
Si Calix.
Ah, really?
The Pit Crew.
Ah, si
member.
Pit Crew. I
Pit
think
Crew
Pinoy.
Calix.
Either he's Pinoy or he lived in the Philippines as a model.
I did see a post on his Instagram in the Philippines. Kasi minor ning crush namin siya last week ni Chico. Nagulat lang ako because one of his posts pala, nakalagay, as in, like, you know, he's like a mon trainer, he calls himself.
A what?
A trainer.
A Pokemon trainer.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So
awesome.
He's a Pokemon fan.
Hey, why not?
Oh, diba? Tapos talagang nung nakita kong may Pokemon ano related.
Oh, ano sabi ni Chico?
Sinend ko kaagad yung screenshot kay Chico.
Ay, Chico Garcia. Sia. But I mean, I think he's happily in a relationship.
Si Calix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's Chico. So maybe yeah. we should invite him.
Oh, maybe we can guest Calix, no? Surprise natin pagbalik ni Chico, biglang tada.
Diba? Message natin.
Oh my god. I think ikaw. I think ikaw.
Yeah, I think I should message. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the best way around it. Anyway, next up, from Gambit Gab, hashtag my breaking point, yung nakapila ka patiently sa isang establishment, tapos yung mga staff, nagpapasingit lang ng mga kilala or suki nila.
Oh no, that's never okay. That's I will call
cool.
them out.
I will
I'm
call
sorry.
Them out
I'm not
as
gonna
well.
Take that lightly. I'm gonna be like, excuse me.
I have done that before.
There's a line.
Multiple times. There's a line. There was one time I was like, excuse me, bakit ka sumingit?
Yeah.
Aren't you in the other line?
Yeah.
And then, lumingon yung jowa niya. Ay, sorry, nakapila ako. Ito yung jowa ko. I was like, okay, fine.
Fine. No, pero ano naman yun eh. Diba? Tama naman yun. You can't just allow people to walk all
exactly.
over you.
Exactly.
Diba?
You know, stand up for yourself.
Yeah, ako kahit...
Don't hit other people.
Yeah. Kahit hindi ako nagmamadali, I would still, yeah, I would have something to say.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, na they're old or yung mga ganun. Siyempre, pag ganun, okay na.
Yeah, true, true. If they're old or they're, you know, they're, you can see that they have disabilities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, number 8 from Tina Galsim, hashtag my breaking point, continuously doesn't get the point after several thorough explanations already.
Yeah, idiots. I feel ya.
Yeah, we feel ya. Number 7, Icon Jen, hashtag my breaking point. Ako na malengke. Ako nagluto. Ako naghugas ng pinggan. Tapos, di ako tinirhan ng kanin at ulam.
Oh, wow. E di umorder ka na lang pag ganun.
Yeah, but still.
And make sure na yung orderin mo yung maiinggit sila.
But you know what, still, like, sometimes you're like, you're the one who did everything na. Tapos you get home, and there's, like, the house is a mess, everything's in shambles, and, like, they ate all the food. And how are you supposed to, like, relax after a full day of work?
I can just imagine the dramatic scene. Alam mo yun, yung ganun. Siguro,
breakdown.
Sobrang init na ng ulo mo, and you're like, ako na nga lahat gumagawa!
Yeah.
Feeling ko, ano, medyo, yeah, there's probably gonna be a conversation.
There will be. And there should be, I
there
think.
There should be, yeah.
If anyone is going through this, there should be a conversation. Okay, number 6 by Wildfire. Hashtag my breaking point. Yung large undies ang pinakuha mo sa sales lady. Pero extra small lang daw ang mas kasha sa'yo.
Okay.
Well, depends, diba? Kasi, especially here sa Philippines, the sizes are different from, let's say, the States or the UK. So, for example, you ask the sales lady for a large, like, diba? Uh-huh. That's a normal size when you go into, for example, a Philippine store. But then you go into, like, a foreign store where they sell foreign sizes.
Yeah, usually it's like,
it's,
you know, numbers.
Bigger,
or iba din yung sizing, diba? So, yeah.
So don't worry. They're not trying to say anything. They just want what's best for you. Ay, nako. Number 5 from Camilo. Hashtag my breaking point. Yung ako ang umayos ng buhay mo, tapos nung okay ka na, pupunta ka na. Wait. Tapos nung okay ka na, pupunta ka sa iba.
Ah, so parang ano ka lang... Parang, hindi.
You were just there. You were just there to fix their life.
Yeah. Ikaw yung naging fixer. Tapos, iba yung nakinabang after.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sad.
That sucks for you.
That really does suck for you. Number 4 by Arch Aguilar. Hashtag my breaking point. As an introvert, yung kakasimula pa lang ng araw pero ubos na kaagad ang social battery mo.
Well, when a lot of people are around and you have to talk to them,
yeah.
And you have to be very sociable. I understand. Pero alam mo yung, ito hindi naman the beginning of the day, but I was telling Chico last week, parang after the show, pagod na pagod kami kasi tao kami ng tao. Tapos basta we were extremely tired
that particular day. Tapos, I had lunch with a friend.
Okay.
And then I had dinner with a couple of other friends.
Okay.
And I was out the whole day. I got home relatively early, before midnight. Tapos pag-uwi ko, I was exhausted. And I was like, alam mo yung, of course I was happy to see them. Kasi yeah. they're friends. Like, you know, I'm not gonna see you if you're not important to
exactly.
me. So, I wanted to see them as well. Pero alam mo lang yung parang, I just felt physically spent after a whole day of like talking to friends, catching up, socializing. Nakakapagod siya talaga.
You know what? Ever since the pandemic, I've turned into, like, I was an ambivert. Uh-huh. I've turned into more of an introvert.
Because you were forced to be an introvert for,
yeah,
for
that's so
a
true.
Of years.
So like there are times, for example, when I go on these trips, like, you know, they get me to go on these trips, and they provide me my flight, they provide me my stay, and I'm forced to socialize with people I don't necessarily know, but they're all part of the industry. The first day I'm good, like, I can talk to everyone.
Gina G ka
I'm
ba?
Super G. Everyone's my best friend. And then the following days, day two, day three, day four, they're like, what's happened to you? And I'm just like,
there's like a sudden drop. Diba?
I need some time for myself.
Oh my God.
Diba?
I can imagine. And especially when you're around people na medyo may effort involved when it comes to socializing. Like, for example, if you're really not that close. Diba? Let's say you're good naman with everybody, but maybe they don't know you as well as maybe your closest circle. So may effort involved into making an impression, making them feel comfortable, being comfortable around them. So I think that just adds to the fatigue
so
that
true.
You experience.
Yeah. Number three by Lock on Stratos. Hashtag my breaking point. Yung mas madaming ads kaysa sa airtime ng show. That's annoying. But I mean, that just shows that maybe if you're, for example, you're watching YouTube, that shows that, hey, good job, content creator.
Just subscribe to premium. That's why I'm on premium. I don't want to deal with the ads.
That is true. That is true. Number two from Christopher Salvador, hashtag my breaking point. Yung nagbubutil-butil na yung pawis ko, tapos nakapout na yung butas ng puwet ko.
What?
Hours after ko uminom ng milk tea.
Oh my God! Visuals, help me! No! I'm glad I didn't order iced chocolate today.
Yes, but
oh my goodness!
But I relate, Chris. I feel your pain. Especially when Chico and I are in like some foreign land playing Pokemon Go and like having to drink their best milk tea and walk around without a CR in sight. It's the worst feeling. And the top comes from the Super Malas guy.
The Super Malas guy says,
hashtag my breaking point, yung hindi ka pa din binabayaran sa utang niyang long overdue. Tapos makita mo siyang nagpost ng new year, new phone here at Boracay. Oh my God.
Well, in general, kahit hindi nga siya mag-post eh, basta may utang sa'yo na hindi nagbabayad ng matagal na. It, you know, obviously...
But won't it piss you off even more?
Even more, for sure.
If you see a photo of them, like...
Frolicking
around with the money that's supposed to go back to you so you could be enjoying yourself because that was your money to begin with.
And then the problem is, parang yung ikaw pa yung nahihiyang maningil.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to ask for your money back.
You know, it's
in
been,
situations like that.
Like there's this one friend, 2 years na, and this friend of mine, ano, madami naman siyang pera. Pero ayoko na siyang tanungin. I don't know, I can't ask. I have a feeling na parang sinasabi niya, like there's one time I brought it up and then sabi niya, "Oh, hindi pa kita binayaran. Don't worry, I'll pay you next time." And then, it never happens. And medyo like 5 digits. It's like...
Yeah, I get it. I think, alam mo yung problema kasi, parang, minsan kasi, marami naman silang pera. So, siguro in their heads, parang, well, I can pay you anytime. Tapos, in their heads also, pag marami ring pera yung inutangan, they're probably thinking, well, it's not like you need it, you know? Like, you're gonna survive even if I don't pay you yet. So, minsan parang feeling ko, alam mo yung, it's just a lack of, I don't know, like action on their part. Yung kaya mo naman magbayad, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero for some reason, feeling mo, dahil nga the person na inutangan mo doesn't really need it immediately, you don't feel the need to pay them right away. So true. Kahit afford mo na, di ba? Kasi gets ko, kunyari, umutang ka sa akin, tapos hindi mo ako mabayaran because, you know, gipit ka pa or something. Fine! And you can tell me and I'm completely okay. I'll be okay. Like, I'll tell you pa na, no, take your time. It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Pero kung mukha namang parang nakakaluwag-luwag ka na, di ba? Pay up. Yeah.
If you're running for a position. Okay.
Woo! Hey.
Okay. So, there you go. That's the, you know, second batch of our top 10 today, hashtag my breaking point. If you want to chime in, please include hashtag my breaking point and hashtag the morning rush in all your tweets.
That's right. We'll do a couple more batches on Facebook Live when we return. So join us via facebook.com/rx931. We'll also be on Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
The Morning Crush on TMR.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Morning Crush. Before we go live on Facebook, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Who are we crushing on? Let's start with Marquis since he hasn't done this in a while.
I actually haven't done this in a while, but this one I've been crushing on since I watched her on West Side Story. Ooh. I mean, a lot of people didn't really like the remake, but for some reason, I guess it brought back a lot of nostalgia. And I just like how she portrayed the role, giving it a little bit of a modern flair, but also retaining the original, I guess, the original in how she portrayed the role. So Rachel Zegler, she's on Instagram, the main character. She played Maria. And I don't know, she's just so endearing. Every time I see her, you know, smile, she's just, she lights up the room. And when you're able to do that, that's like a gift. That's charisma at its finest, right?
Yeah.
That is like, Angeria is shaking.
But yeah, I've seen her. She's really cute.
She is. She's pretty and she's a good actress. So at such a young age, and you know, I just wish her all the best, and I hope she just continues doing, keeping on keeping.
I think she's on the way to, you know,
stardom. Yeah,
for sure. For me, I'm gonna feature a girl crush as well. So she was actually one of the final three in the most recent The Bachelor season.
Okay.
And she did not win. We all, well, a lot of the viewers thought she was going to be chosen kasi parang she had the most, well, she seemed to have the most chemistry with the lead, but
pero diba the lead was like saying I love you to all of them?
To all three of them, yes. But he spoke to her first and he told her, you know, I haven't said I love you to anyone in like 5 years and you're the first one I've said that to.
Okay.
So it was very misleading, obviously, diba? When you tell someone that, they would kind of assume that you're choosing them, but not the case. So she was brokenhearted, but guess what? She is going to be one of the two upcoming bachelorettes.
Oh, wow. Hey, so, good for her.
Her name is Rachel Rakia. She's actually a flight instructor, a commercial pilot. So she is a pilot.
Oh, wow.
She's badass. She's super cute, super girly. So I relate to her in that way. And when she talks to Clayton, the bachelor in the show, relate ako sa style niya. Yung parang batting her eyelashes. Like, that type of girl. My girl. Okay. And very ano siya. Pabebe realness. So I'm into it. I like her a lot. She is my girl crush. She's not my lesbian crush, okay? Like, I don't want to sleep with her. I find her really cute.
Sometimes that's just what you need, right? And I love how they're both, both our morning crushes are named Rachel.
Perfect. She's like my kind of girl. So her Instagram is pilot.rachel. So pilot.rachel. She also has a TikTok account. Just look for Rachel Rakia. Rakia is R-E-C-C-H-I-A. I'm sure you'll be hearing more about her when the season of The Bachelorette begins. But there you go. That's our morning crush today here on The Morning Rush.
Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for another batch of the top 10, and we are live on Facebook.com/RX931, YouTube Live, and Twitch TV. And guess who's with us? From Paradise.
The cat dragged in.
Hello.
All tanned and ready to go. Yes, grabe ang dark. Ah, loving the color.
Pa baby whale ka naman.
Hello.
Can we do some whale watching? Walang whale watching today. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Dapat ano, may quick pan. Tapos hulaan na lang nila kung sino doon si baby.
Exactly.
Ay, wala na sa dogot. So, yeah.
Anyway, Chico, our hashtag is my breaking point. And you know what our breaking point is? Watching you in paradise. That is our breaking point.
I know, right?
Thank you, Pat Ago 13, Kyle Yanis, and Rhythmx 1975 for the topic. A lot of people sent in the topic entries today. Here we go. Let's start off with number 10. We're going to do the bottom half first. Hindi ako sanay sa mga bottom half eh. Dapat ikaw ang gumawa, Chico. My breaking point, yung lahat na lang ng mga pinapagawa sa'yo sa opisina, nakatagas urgent. Kakainis yun. I hate it when they do that, when everything is on urgent and, you know, when they can't actually just, like, allow you to do your job at the pace you want to do it, you know? Anyway.
That's true. And, like, usually kasi talaga, problema naming mga excellent yan, eh. Diba? Sometimes parang, even if we try to dim our light down, parang, oh no, it's like, Mia again. So, yeah, I end up being assigned because you're just so good at your job. So, I don't know.
Mukhang ano ah, delusional pa rin sa beach.
Ewan ko na lang, ha? Grabe. Daming comments, oh. Chico, mamula-mula. Ganda naman ni Chico.
Sabi ni Chris, oo nga.
Oh.
Sabi nila, Chico, resting beach face. RBF!
Yes. I think resting beach face.
Beach face. Kasi nasa resting beach siya.
Resting beach face. Sana all beach mode, sabi ni Japat. Oo.
Oo nga eh.
Anyway, number 9 by Chinito Ken, hashtag my breaking point. If may inutos ka sa akin sa work, tapos after 5 minutes, magpa-follow up ka sa via email, tapos copy to all bosses, and hindi naman kita, boss.
Ay? Ganon?
Yeah. They're trying to make pa simple and tell the boss as well, diba? Like, hey, this person's not responding to me right away. That's so shady.
Shady, shady, shady.
Tactic yun.
Yeah.
Tactic. Oh my gosh. Just so that they can get ahead.
Ikaw ba? What do you do to get ahead?
Let's
post stuff on Instagram.
You know what? That's the best way to get ahead, you know? Because on Instagram, now there's monetary, you know, stuff.
Yes,
because they pay you. They pay you, right?
Exactly.
So if you post nice photos, you'll get ahead.
Ikaw ba, Chico, are you getting ahead? Kahit na sa...
Oh, no, no.
Kahit you're on vacation? Hindi, kasi si Chico, pansin ko kahit on vacation, nagpo-post pa rin eh.
Yeah.
So, di ba? It's still getting ahead in terms of like, you know, social media
at
stuff,
at least
right?
Ako tao kay Chico
a
Whale.
Little
a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
Wait, so how do you get ahead from a whale? Get ahead.
How
does that work? I don't. I'm still trying to wrap my quote unquote head around it.
You're getting ahead of yourself. So, ano lang, wait lang. Medyo.
Slowly but surely.
Sabi ni Miguel, do I like getting ahead? Of course. Who doesn't? Diba? Oh, lahat tayo, syempre. Oh, we want to get ahead in life.
Here, number 7 from Tina Galsim. Hashtag my breaking point. Know-it-all colleagues, tapos pag diner mo siyang gumawa, umaayaw.
Ay, all talk.
All talk. Yeah. All talk. You don't like that in a colleague. They have to be able to do what needs to be done.
Yeah, but you can back it up with, you know, your skills and the stuff you can do. You can't just be all talk.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. And number 6 from Odie1 Kenobi, hashtag my breaking point. Poor customer service na nare-receive sa mga internet provider. Yung bayad ka prior sa due date mo lagi at DSL ang binabayaran mo. Pero ang internet mo is parang dial-up sa bagal. I relate. Oh my gosh, my internet is not in a good place at the moment.
Oh no, that sucks. Well, mine's fine.
I mean, not the one here, but at home.
Okay, at home. No, yeah. Mine's fine at home too. So I think we have the same provider. That's
maybe
weird.
It's areas.
Maybe it's your area. I think they're parang may advisory sila na may something, may maintenance or whatever. Chico, sabi ni Ruben, how's your head?
I don't know, but my internet is a little
choppy,
kasi I'm
near spotty.
Beach, so mas malayo ako dun sa. So it's a little, yeah, in and out.
Bakit
so,
ka daw namumula? Sabi nila.
There.
Tisoy eh. Tisoy!
ganun talaga kami mga mestizo. Pag nasa sun, we burn easily. So, you know, like I'm medyo colitisino. And,
colitisino?
Young part
sino. Favorite ko pa naman yun. Ang sarap kaya. Tapos yung medyo sunog-sunog, di ba? Yung medyo tutustahin mo. Sarap
yun. Ito naman. Let's see the last.
On the edges.
Oh. Ay, medyo choppy ka.
Yeah,
medyo
choppy.
At saka medyo nag-freeze na yung head mo.
Medyo nag-freeze yung head.
We're staring at your bumbunan at the moment. Ay, ayan na. You're moving.
Chico's getting ahead na. Oo. Anyway, so let's move on to our last entry for the bottom half. Ako si Pepay says, hashtag my breaking point kapag may masyadong curious sa reproductive system ko at panay ang bigay ng mga unsolicited advice, nakala mo isang dosena ang anak kong magbigay ng expert opinion.
Oh yeah, that's such a touchy topic, especially for couples who are having a hard time conceiving. Alam mo yun, you don't know their medical history.
Tapos, exactly.
Ang hassle pa pag nalaman nila, yung yun nga, ang daming. Parang kala mo sila yung doctor mo na ang daming sinasabi na I'm sure if they're really trying, they've already asked like their doctors and they're probably doing everything they can to work on it. So sometimes, just, you know, keep it to yourself. Huwag ka na mag-mema. Huwag ka na dumagdag sa stress nila.
Yes, that's true, diba? You don't wanna like get involved with what they're going through. I know a few celebrities go through that, diba? They have a good life. They just got married and then you're pushing them already to have kids like right away. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Baka they're not ready pa, diba? Mm. Or baka they're just saving up for their future.
Maybe.
Happens. Nyari kay Chico.
I think the wala siya ng signal. Ayan na, he's trying to return. But yeah.
Anyway, while he's trying to connect, that's our first half of our batch of the top 10 today. Hashtag my breaking point. If you want to chime in, please include hashtag my breaking point and hashtag the morning rush in all your tweets. We're going to be, we're going to go on air for a little bit and we'll be coming back on Facebook Live and just stay put.
That's right. So if you're not there yet, please do join us on Facebook or Twitch TV or YouTube Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final batch of today's Top 10.
And we're joined by Chico Garcia from the beach. Yes,
I know.
If you are tuning in right now, he is looking, you know, suntanned and ready to go.
Na-miss niya yung gun show kanina nung in-between.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was showing his guns.
Kung wala kayo sa Facebook Live, you better watch the replay. You can check it out on our YouTube channel, RX931.
Kung si Baby Whale topless, si Chico naman bottomless.
Oh, grabe. Ano naman, actually, not so much guns, more like weapons of mass destruction.
Woo!
Anyway, before we move on from these delusions, I mean, este statement, our top 10 for today. Anong tinitignan mo ulit, Chico? Tinitignan naman.
Huling-huli ka.
Huling-huli ka.
Nakakalimutan mo atang nanonood kami.
Yes, we're watching. We can see. Guys, that's how he looks like in the car when we're driving around Eastwood. Just to let you know.
You shush. Okay.
Yes. Anyway, our top 10 for today, hashtag my breaking point, sent in by Patrick Starloyal, Kyle Yanis, and Rhythmex 1975. Thank you again for the topic. Hashtag my breaking point from Rovi, kapag may sinaktan, iniwan, pinabayaan na pets sa movie.
Oh, no.
That's a breaking point for Chico for sure. Yeah.
No, no, no. That can't be. Yeah, even now, actually, it's so weird because, like on our first day here, we were really like, oh, we miss our babies. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have so many na kasi, di ba? Like, I was telling Hazel nga, I realized, I only counted while we were talking, and we now have 13 animals.
13 animals. Like, which ones are the 13 animals? Like, what animals are they?
Well, the 5 dogs and the 8 cats.
Ah, okay.
Meow! Tapos may isa pang so, nag-a-apply right? Dito na ma-adopt.
Mm-hmm. Ayan, no? Isa tapat mo, Marky.
Another pussycat.
No, pero, di ba, pets nga, especially when you rescue or you adopt, remember, they're forever, okay? You don't just adopt them true. While you're lonely and you need some company.
That is true.
Or like, because, oo, hindi porket aalis ka, iiwanan mo, and forever na yan.
Yeah, so true.
That's true. We're talking like 15 years easily. Like some of our companion animals are like 15, 16 years old.
Oh,
can you
wow.
imagine for the past 15, 16 years of our lives, we've been taking care of them. So like every single day.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. That's
tsaka
how it ano is. It's a commitment.
Tsaka hindi sila parang ano lang, yung throw away lang yung ano mo. Parang part sila ng priorities mo talaga. And they're pretty high.
Oh yeah.
They are definitely up there, right? Okay, next, number 4 by Rents Rufil. Hashtag my breaking point. Torn between saving my money for future use and... Oh, my item in the cart is on sale in Lazada.
Ay, check out mo na yan.
Check out mo na yan. Important.
Last day today.
Last day na today.
Oh my gosh. I have to check out mine pala.
Yeah,
diba,
don't
tapos,
forget.
Diba tapos may ano tayo, may mga discounted coupons.
Yeah.
Use it up now while you can. Number 3 from...
Actually, we were talking about it, Marky. You kind of like missed it the last time, but we were on air. And we were like talking about the... Because I wasn't able to hold off until the sale. So what I did was, I added it to cart and I checked it out and I completely missed that, you know, there was a 2-day sale coming up. So yeah, so now I have to re-add to cart some of the newer stuff so that I can check it out during the sale.
Ah, so you have to add to cart during the sale. You can't add to cart before.
No, you can. Kaya lang siya kasi chineck out niya na. In-add to cart niya, tas chineck out niya. Eh, wala pa yung sale.
Wala pa yung sale.
Oh, oh.
So I completely missed the sale, but I'm going to definitely have to like check out again when for today.
Hopefully you get that done because like sometimes you forget, right? Because you're at the beach too.
But
do it right after.
Ganun, kala mo naman may masisilip ako. Nakita mo yung reaction.
Baka dumadaan sa likod.
Bakit ako sumilip? As if naman like makikita ako kung gumalaw ako to that side. Parang wala eh.
If you guys want to know what we're talking about and you're listening on the radio, check out our Facebook Live on RX931 so you can see Chico's
Koi smile.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're on to number 3 by Camilo. Hashtag my breaking point. Ha. Nabigyan na kita ng capital sa negosyo pero ayaw mo pa rin ipakita man lang sa akin yung bird mo. Yung...
What?
Yung parrot. Parrot na bird.
Protective siya.
Pet shop.
Oo.
Pet shop, diba?
And
it, probably pet shop.
Yeah, pero kawawa naman. I'm sure the bird wants to be seen.
Free the bird.
I don't think they really care. I mean, like, they probably don't even know what we are, what we humans are. So,
yeah.
I really don't think it's a thing. So, yeah.
the one who cares is yung may-ari.
That is true.
Yes. Number two, Archer Aguilar, hashtag my breaking point. Cramming an academic paper for 5 hours straight with no sleep. Hitting send, but then realizing my paper wasn't attached.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's horrible.
That sucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that could happen. I mean, have you guys ever done that? I know there are times when, for example, we'll time in and then we'll take our photos, quote unquote, before the time in and send it a little bit later and say, oh shoot, I forgot to send it before the time, right?
Oh my God, I don't think I have sent mine today.
At least now you have sent it.
Oh no.
That's true. That's
it
true.
Happens. It happens, diba? Oh.
It happens. Like, hello, Hazel would probably be like, oh, I forgot to sign in last week. Here's my photo.
We're just sending a random selfie.
Last year, pa nga. And the top comes from Gambit Gab.
Gambit Gab says,
hashtag my breaking point, yung nasa closed space ka, tapos may nagtanggal ng face mask para bumahing.
What the hell? That's what the mask is for.
I've seen that happen. Like,
they don't want to, kasi they don't want their mask to get dirty.
Yeah, possibly.
To get wet.
But
that's so
But that's
stupid.
The purpose.
That's so stupid.
That's the purpose. But you know, I've been seeing more often these days, like walking into elevators, people not wearing their masks.
Properly. Yung naka-labas na yung nose.
Not
andami.
Necessarily properly. Like,
just, at all? Walang
yeah,
mask?
Yeah, yesterday there was one who didn't wear her mask and she...
Oh, that's wild.
Didn't care.
No way. Dapat yun sinasabihan. Sumbong mo.
Yeah, no. Someone... I think someone... brought it up. They're like, why don't you have a mask on? But she didn't understand because I think she's Chinese or from a different country, so she didn't know what we were saying, so she didn't put on the mask.
My gosh, parang it's 2022. Where have you been the last 2 years for you to still forget?
Now, it's a little different because like here, for example, in Boracay, the general rule is if you're in the, you know, in a beach area, you don't have to wear a mask, obviously, because, you know, the assumption is you're probably just walking towards the beach, right? To
swim.
But it becomes like a gray area when, because obviously when you go to the resort, parang you're supposed to wear your mask again, kasi pa medyo close towards the stuff. Pero it gets really like, you know, when you think about it, even within, like in restaurants, and parang nobody's really wearing masks anymore. Here,
talaga?
Like at least here. Yeah, parang, very rarely. Kasi before, noong November, when we were here, ang ano sa amin is, sige sir, you can go to the beach and like, you know, you don't have to wear your mask. But if you were to walk around, like for example, if we were to walk from here, station 1 to station 2, we have to wear the mask. Kasi mako-call out ka nung cops if they see you. The beach cops. But now, parang hindi na. Because like, people are walking around, even in the stores area, na walang mask. Here, ha? Here. I'm sure it's different in Manila, pero like...
Eh, kasi yung dami din ng tao eh,
diba? That's not what I saw though. When I was there last time, there were people still wearing masks kahit nasa ano sila.
No. Nope. Not anymore. Not this. At least, ano, I would say 70% of the people walking around probably don't have masks anymore. Marami pa rin. Like kami, naka-mask pa rin kami when we're walking around. We only don't wear masks if we're... Yun nga. Like going to the water. So, yung ganito, like ito, wala man akong katabi masyado, so I don't wear my mask.
Yeah.
But it's here. Like if I need it, it's here.
Yeah, no, I guess I was the same way when I was there as well. Like I would, you know, when I joined Facebook Live, I would remove the mask while I'm a little bit of a distance away from people, diba? So there you go. That's our top 10. Now, what about us? Hashtag my breaking point.
My breaking point.
Ako madali yan eh. si Marky Strom. Yan. Yan ang breaking point ko eh.
Every time.
Every single time. Si Marky Strom. Yan. Breaking point ko yan.
Yep.
Sabi ko kay Marky, sasampalin ko siya. Keep my name out of your effing mouth.
I can't.
Especially when I'm in Eastwood and you will stop your car in front of me and then shout something. Keep my name off your effing mouth.
Well, I don't say your name naman eh.
And that too.
Stop! Magwawala na lang yan. Mag-Will Smith yan.
Pakidagupan, please. Ayoko! You can barge into the other side and like...
Will Smithin ko na ba?
Pero wag naman punch. Ano lang, kurot sa singit. Kasi
hindi naman punch yung kay Will Smith. Slap naman eh.
You know, here's,
it was a punch.
It was an open palm slap.
It was an open palm slap, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the thing. That's the problem whenever I see Chico in Eastwood. And I scream, Chico. He doesn't hear me.
I have my, ano kasi, oh, this one.
Yeah, but why do you hear me when I shout the other word?
Because it penetrates into my earphone. Wait. That doesn't sound good. Wait, that doesn't sound right.
I don't know about that.
No. Yeah.
Beach slap.
Beach slap.
Eh, kaso wala dun sa beach ni Marky. So, next time, pag nag-beach kami.
Oh, on Thursday. Actually, I'm gonna literally tag team Chico. So Chico's gonna come back from Boracay and I'm actually headed to Bohol on Thursday. So.
Oh, that's right. We still haven't had Marky's birthday episode. Well, hopefully next week we can do that, right?
Yeah, when I get back.
When you get back from
Bohol. I
just
have a show on Monday, but Tuesday I'll be back.
Uh-oh. Right? Ito na yung pinaka-late na birthday episode.
You're going to, where are you going?
Bohol.
Okay, so who's Bohol?
Grabe.
You know what? I don't know yet. I'll find out when I get there.
Yes.
Make sure you,
noted.
You share it with us on Facebook Live.
I could like say, hey, look, hey, say hi.
Ano bang breaking point? For me, my breaking point, I'm not naman very, what do you call this? Mainitan yung ulo or pikon. Well, I don't think so, at least. But my breaking point would be, siguro being treated unfairly na sobrang in your face. That will be my breaking point. Kasi parang I'd like to think na I'm a fair person. I'm all about fairness, justice. Diba? I'm a Libra, so obviously that's a huge thing for me. So, that's a breaking point. Anytime I see injustice and anytime, especially if I experience injustice, that's when hindi talaga, I can't just let it go.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of a breaking point that I normally have, but my breaking points are on a daily. So I don't think it's really a breaking point because I don't reach that moment where I'm completely different from who I am. I usually say what I feel on a regular basis. So, but my breaking points, I guess, mostly happen, unfortunately, on the road. I have a bad road rage that I need to fix.
Hi.
But only a select few see it, including Chico. Yeah. I probably won't do it in front of Hazel or in front of Rika or in front of basically people who don't play Pokemon.
Oo, alam mo, nung sumakay ako kay Marky, sa car ni Marky.
Hi.
No. Hindi, siya, very cool siya nun. Very cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, no. I, normally when it's just a regular day, I'm
pretty chill.
Pretty chill. And someone actually told me a couple of days ago, "Oh wow, you drive very well. Skillfully is what they used." And I'm like, "Yes, yes.
I do not question the skill. The skills are definitely there. Sometimes I'm like, is Marky is such a good, great driver, or he's got the busiest guardian angel I have ever seen in my life."
Siguro, ano, siguro a mix of both.
Yes.
A mix of both.
It's a mix of both. But like, I don't know, I'm just always on the road for some reason. I'm aware.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. And at least you know that you have to work on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's something I have to work on. Just like Will Smith.
Amen. We're all a work in progress.
On a serious note, ako kasi parang like, pwede tayo mag-away. Like, you know, you say horrible things about me and there's a chance, not always, but there's a chance na pwede pa tayong magkaayos after that. Kasi, di ba, like, probably said something about you, you said something about me, and then, you know,
and that's
kind
normal
of like,
kung masama
it out,
yung
then,
isa't isa, eh, di ba? Oh.
And then we're okay, di ba? We're okay. Mahirap talaga if you say something about, like, for example, baby whale, ganyan. Kasi, pag ganon yung, ano, parang, ibang usapan na yan, di ba? Parang like, parang di ba tayo yung nag-aaway eh, di ba? Parang paano na ano yun? And minsan kasi in a fit of rage, biglang bobolge akin mo si baby
whale. Eh kasi
whale.
Ako
and
I said
like,
something
oh,
about baby
that's
whale.
That's no excuse.
Chico, sorry. I said something.
Hindi, iba naman yung sayo eh. Parang,
sabi ko,
parang,
I love you!
Hindi nga eh. Sabi mo, ano eh, what you wearing?
Paano kung, Chico, balita ko, malaki si baby whale. Ah, kasi, di ba, whale siya. And taller than
whale,
you.
Whale, oo. Yes.
Sige ah. Tapusin na natin to. Ano? What say you, Chico?
Alam mo, binibreak mo na naman yung point ko, Mark. Ako, sinasabi ko sa'yo.
Pero wait, meron ba talaga na in a fit of rage, may sinabi about baby whale na nakaaway mo or somebody na naka...
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, alam mo yun, yung parang for me kasi parang like, it's like, parang, that's a different story altogether. Kasi alam mo yung, may ano na siya eh, meron na siyang, like, di ba merong yung aiming to wound and then there's aiming to kill, gets?
Ay.
So sa akin parang like, no, that's my breaking point. So like, it's going to be very, it will take a lot to recover from that.
Don't go there.
Ako lang yun, parang, sorry for saying that you're 37. Yeah, pwede ko palampasin yun eh. Like, I'm like, okay, fish. You know, I can let that slide.
But don't come for baby whale.
No.
Chico's the only one who can come for baby whale. Am I right? You're the only one. I mean, you're the only one. Pag nag-away kayo, you can come for him.
And baby Will
can also come for you.
Yep. They can come for Chico, yes.
Yes.
No,
let's all come together.
Let's use the right pronouns.
Each other. Let's come for each other. Pag-away-away na to. Sabi ko sa'yo.
Can we video this?
Harapag na natin to eh.
Can we videotape it just for our own
perusal? But anyway, there you go. That's the end of the show. Thank
yes,
you for joining
you
us.
Go. Enjoy the beach, Chico.
Oh, and have a last day tomorrow.
I look forward to my beach slap when you get back.
Okay, I will do that. I will reserve it just for you.
Okay, yeah. All right. So yeah. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow. But thank you guys.
Yun lang. Because tomorrow, we get fetched at 9 a.m.
Ay, wali.
We'll be on the way to the airport na. Yeah. That's why I made sure to join today. Kasi nga, tomorrow, it's an early flight. So, we have to be like, we have to leave the resort at 9.
Aww.
You know?
Okay. Oh, well, we'll see you on Thursday. And everybody, join us again tomorrow, yes. 6 o'clock. It's going to be Ride Wednesday. Next only here on Summer's Hottest, Monster RX 93.1. Bye!
Bye!